What's up, After Buzzers? It is the end of an era. Who are you? Quantico is no more. No mas. We finished episode 13, so you guys won't want to miss any of this commentary, so stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. I can't do it.
I got a real tear coming. I don't think it's fake crying anymore.
Oh, we're over here crying and you guys are laughing.
Listen, I don't have on waterproof mascara today, right. So I'm it's gonna not have to.
I took time putting on this foundation and I'm not gonna waste it, you know, so.
The problems are real right there. Yeah. You cannot mess up the makeup. What's up, everyone? Thank you so much for joining us tonight and for every night of 13 weeks for Quantico Season 3. It's the end.
Wow, 13 weeks.
13 weeks.
Yeah.
You guys listened to us and watched our smiling faces for 13 weeks. Kudos, you guys deserve an award.
Yes.
We love you so much.
Thank you.
And we thought that this song would be very appropriate for the finale.
Of the season, of the show.
The show is now over.
Yeah.
Well, guys, before we jump into our overall thoughts for our last time, we will intro ourselves.
I know.
No, my name is Candace Cruz.
If you're listening for the first time on our very last show of Quantico, this is Elena.
Hey, guys, this is Ashley Allen.
And to all of our loyal viewers, you know me. I'm your girl, Christine Alexis.
Mm-hmm. Guys,
I love this episode.
I thought it was good too.
I thought it was a great finale. Do you think it was a great show finale?
It was better than what I expected at the beginning of this season.
Okay.
I wasn't sure what to expect.
Yeah.
Very fair.
But it ended a lot better than I thought.
It was a great season finale.
Yeah, that's what I agree.
It was a really great season finale, mm-hmm. but I don't think that when they shot the finale that they were expecting to show to be done, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's probably what we're missing. Like, as it relates to the show, I kind of feel like we're going to get more between Alex and McQuigg.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard to think about that's not happening, you know?
You know, referencing back to our conversation that we had with Alan Powell, who plays Mike McQuigg on the show, and if you haven't checked that out, please go check it out. He did say that we would be satisfied and that, you know, so watching it, I was just like, man, I don't know how to feel at the end of it. And I was. I mean, I think the writers did what they are supposed to do, which is set us up with an ending that no matter what happens after, whether it's renewed or not, there is another storyline to continue at one point or another.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, guys, this is the end of our road for Lips and Leather for a while.
Oh, my God.
Just for a while. Just on Quantico, guys. So this is going to be our last segment that we have, so you guys want to stay tuned and watch through the whole video, because we're going to feature all our lovely Lips and Leather finale, and where you can find us later on.
It's going to be fun.
What were your overall thoughts, Candace?
Overall thoughts, I agree with you. I think it was an amazing finale episode.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it was my favorite finale for a whole show.
Mm-hmm.
However, now that we did talk to our favorite McQuigg, Alan Powell, our only McQuigg, favorite McQuigg, either or, you know,
McQuigg.
Our holy one. But, you know, going into it, they had no idea that they were going to be canceled. So I think the writers did as much as they could with what they had at the time. And I like that it did throw us for a loop at the end. It wasn't the ideal circumstance of what we automatically assume.
Yeah.
But there were things I probably would have done a little bit differently. Maybe had a 2-hour finale rather than a 2-episode finale. Maybe do 2 episodes and then the last one be like 2 hours rather than 1 hour and really like fill in that time, because I almost felt like it was a little rushed just to get us out.
Do you guys think that, you know, when shows are being canceled, that the network should allow like the show and the writers and the actors an opportunity to, you know, tie it up nicely?
Yes and no.
Agreed.
No, because from the network perspective, we need to save our dollars and we're canceling the show for a reason.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this is all you get. However, as a working actress or an actor, as a fan of a show, give us that time.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That.
So it's hard when you are on different sides of the fence and when you know the industry.
Mm-hmm.
So when you are able to, I guess, relate to the actors and actresses who are getting a show canceled, yeah. and then relate to the executives at the network who are saying, listen, y'all, this is it.
Yeah. And going off of that too, the artist perspective as well, like, you don't get to conclude your character that you've built.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
what I was gonna say as well is, just because this is the end of the road for Quantico on ABC, we have spoken on this show about mm-hmm. possibly it being picked up by Netflix,
yeah.
which
yeah.
right now it doesn't seem so, but just for the sake of what could be, I guess, like, you're right, you can't necessarily wrap it up because you never know.
Yeah,
true. No, I agree. I mean, I think they did the best that they could with all of it, but hopping into the actual episode, this whole funeral scenario was very interesting to mm-hmm. me. I loved the history that they gave.
I did. I love that.
I
so
loved
much.
That yeah. part. My stepmom's from Ireland, so oh, wow. I have all of my family in Ireland.
Oh, cool.
They're from, like, right outside of Galway. So I've heard a lot of Irish, you know, history. Tradition and history for the last 18 years of my life. Almost 19 years of my life. So it's really nice to see it, like, shown on TV, because they don't really show it a lot, and that the fact that they shot it in Ireland.
Yeah.
Outside of that, I think it was a little too neat for the police officers to just, like, let him go through.
I thought yeah. it was pretty boss.
I did too. I'm mm-hmm. like, he walked in there like a G.
Because it yeah, was funny because, what's my friend named Harry? Harry was like, oh, he's nervous.
Your friend.
What's my friend name?
Harry was, y'all are funny. Harry was like, oh, he's never going to get past the police officers. And then lo and behold, the window goes down.
Right.
Let me in. And then he just walk in, and I'm like, dude. But then that was kind of annoying because he's the bad guy and we want him to get caught. So it's almost like, I'm going to need you not to have the whole police force mm-hmm. on your side.
Yeah.
And also, I think, too, knowing, like, if you're from Ireland and this is, like, the terror that you've grown up hearing about mm-hmm. and you've seen what he's done, if I came face to face with him, I'd let him go through, too. Bye-bye.
Straight up, like,
go. Yeah, yes, sir. No, goodbye. I'm so sorry. My condolences. And I'm out. Like, I'm not fighting.
Yeah.
Not at that point.
I'm also, that scene also made me think for a second if, like, how long of a time jump there was, if any, just because.
Oh, between the death?
A couple episodes prior, not necessarily the death, but, like, wasn't he thought to be dead, like, based off of that report anyway? So I found it weird that nobody was even surprised that he was alive walking around, let alone being allowed to walk in there.
I think we talked about
that. Did I miss something?
No, we talked about that last episode. Remember, I was saying that. I was like, if he's supposed to be dead, why wasn't nobody surprised? And then one of you yeah. two brought up to me that was, they thought that he was dead when he jumped out of the plane, and then they realized that he wasn't. I remember having that same confusion.
Well, because one of the other guys, I forgot if it was little Bobby or someone else, who, when they welcomed Connor back home, they're like, oh yeah, we took care of that, we put out a fake report that, you know, there was no survivors and
right
whatnot. So that's why I'm confused, like, is that not still the case?
Got it.
I don't know.
Or maybe they're just like, hey, they had it wrong, bye, I'm actually alive. Maybe,
maybe
he had
just
that
wasn't
moment.
A big deal.
Yeah,
I guess
they're like, oh, he's back from the dead, it's fine.
I think we are
just the biggest gangster in
I think
Ireland.
We're missing a small scene where they tried to make it seem like he was dead, and then he's not actually dead, and the people know, because I just feel like we spoke about that, and I could be wrong, but I don't know. Maybe I made up my own scenario.
I think it goes back to what Candace said initially about kind of feeling like this was rushed. There are going to be some gaps in this plot line
yeah.
and timeline that, unfortunately, we just didn't have the bandwidth yeah. to get to.
Yeah.
But here we are, alas.
And I kind of wish that he would have been used more throughout the entire season, looking back at it.
Yeah.
Because we had him so, like, heavily centric in the last four episodes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And if it could have been more along the lines of what the first two seasons were, to where he was a constant through line,
mm-hmm.
I think it would have, all of those questions would have been answered with him.
Yeah.
And I think it would have just made his evil that much more, like, of a twist.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, I agree with you. Because if it was going to come down to the series ending on, you know, Alex and Connor's terms of, like, getting even and putting that whole situation to bed, and then you're also getting that through line from Andrea and Isabella, like, why not have started with both of those things
exactly.
from
exactly.
the jump? Because then it would really feel like it came full circle.
And the pressure escalated.
They tried to put, like, a long-standing storyline with, like, a short new villain and then tie them both in at the end.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
they, to me, they didn't have the same weight on Alex until the very end. Like, it just, there was a disconnect there for me.
Agreed.
Very interesting. I didn't realize that we had Alex and Isabella episode one, which was such a good episode for this season.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, this is our first time seeing them since the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Besides flashbacks or whatever.
And hearing their names, that is so interesting.
Yep.
I'm glad that they actually did that, because that's what I was hoping for. I'm like, okay, if they're going to go overseas, we have to see them in sort of way, because what would have been the purpose of them on the show at all?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
agreed. So. Well, going back to the funeral as well, that speech where he's talking about bringing all the clans together, I mean, it was a very powerful speech. Yeah. Like, if you're listening to it, you're like, oh, yeah,
if you didn't know that he killed his brother.
Of course, right. Of course, which no one knew. But it was so fascinating to me that Alex kept reciting lines from the book, The Art of Warfare.
Love that.
She took our tips. Remember last episode?
She memorized. Yep.
We were like, girl, how did nobody take the time to read this book and research? Mm-hmm.
Love that. She was on
Alex
it.
Alex took her time.
Exactly. And the fact that this speech was calculated, everything was down to an art form. And even when they're going out and she goes up to him and he has the phone.
Yeah.
That was the moment where my heart sunk.
Yeah.
Because I knew he had something up his sleeve, obviously, because as viewers, we saw Andrea and Isabella, like, in the capture, mm-hmm. and we didn't have an idea that Alex didn't know, but giving the phone and him saying Parvati, and her face realization, oh, God. Mm. Like, the love of your life and essentially your child.
Yeah.
That caught me off guard. I was waiting for them to come into the picture, but it was like, boom, okay, the episode's really getting started now.
Yeah. Let's go.
The stakes were immediately raised.
Mm-hmm. When I was watching it, I felt the same way, but now that I've had time to digest the episode and we're talking about it, I almost feel like, why didn't you have somebody watching them?
Like, right? Okay. Why did you leave them alone?
But this is an afterthought. This wasn't a thought during the episode. It's almost like this is the same guy that came after your families, after your loved ones. You got your mom safe, yes, great, but you know,
it's only a matter of time.
Because the reason you got pulled out of Italy, like, they found where you were.
Right.
So it's, and then she did mention, she was like, you know, I thought me leaving was going to keep you guys safe. But you know better than that.
No, absolutely not.
No.
I mean, I feel like that has been a common mistake that we've seen, especially throughout this season, where it's like, okay, we protect our families for this little amount of time while the tension is high, and then boom, let them go.
Yeah.
And then we're back in the same situation 2-3 weeks later.
Right.
So I mean,
look at Maisie and Harry.
Yeah. I don't understand why they keep making the same simple mistake over and over.
They're flawed humans.
Aren't
true.
We all?
But our favorites.
It's okay.
Blah. It's a scripted show, okay? There's no flawed humans here.
Well,
very true.
I mean,
we
here at AfterBuzz TV also have a lot of other scripted shows, and I'm sure those shows have flawed characters as well. Nobody's perfect, right?
Right. Yep.
So we here at AfterBuzz, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from drama, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. And there's no network that works harder to serve you guys as television fans. But we need your help. So we're asking for you to please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that is tailor-made for you, AfterBuzz, and give you content. And don't be worried if you're worried about pesky notifications. They're optional. We promise we will not bug you. So make sure that you hit that subscribe button for this channel and check out all of the other AfterBuzz TV channels that YouTube offers. And when you do so, let us know and make the comment, and we will give you a special shout out as AfterBuzz fans. And we want to thank you guys for being the fans and allowing us to be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yes.
Yeah.
And speaking of, we do have a fan that we want to shout out while you guys are hitting the subscribe button somewhere, don't we, Ashley?
We do.
We're going to get to that after our special segment.
Yeah.
Exactly. So stay tuned so you can hear your name if it's you.
Put fresh lipstick on first, then we'll announce.
Yes.
Fine.
I'll hold your horses, girl.
Whoa.
Oh, my gosh. Horses and stables were in this episode, which was funny to me.
They were.
Why was that funny to you?
Because I feel like every time that Connor has someone locked up, it's in horse stables.
Has that been the case?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They're always somewhere in, like, some type of stable. This was, like, the second or third time.
Hmm. Mm. Well, him meeting with the other clansmen was an interesting conversation and take on it. The other guy did not seem very threatening to me.
At all.
At all.
Somebody's grandpa.
But that's literally how Connor seemed to us when we were first introduced to him, remember?
No.
No, not to me.
He just looks like an evil guy.
Yeah.
I think that other clan leader just represented, like, maybe the old Northern Ireland, like, long time, like, soprano, like, older kind of gang.
Which is fascinating,
type of person.
Too.
But, yeah, definitely not as readily scary as Connor by any means, but he was confident in his power nonetheless. Like, he wasn't scared of Connor.
True.
Well, historically, Northern Ireland and southern part of Ireland, like Ireland, have been at odds with one another for years.
Yeah.
So the fact that they even, like, he even came down and communicated with him was, like, boggled my mind. Because Northern Ireland is technically part of the UK now. Or has been forever. But, like, they had a full-on divide and a war within their country. So to see him just be like, sure, I'll meet with you. That was a horrible accent, but I tried to do a fake accent. It's fine.
But little did we know he'd end up being, like, really important, I think, along with little Bobby, to essentially bringing down Connor. Because when we were introduced to him at this point, I was like, okay, we're going to get another storyline in the last ending of this show. Not sure how this is going to go, but it ended up working out in their favor, for sure.
I think it was almost necessary, though, because of his speech at the funeral.
Right.
Now, even though he didn't seem as scary, those are usually the ones that I'm the most afraid of. Mm-hmm. Like, not the ones who look like they bark loud, but the ones who look like they don't bark at all, and then out of nowhere, they turn into this lion.
It's that silent power. And sorry to cut
you
off.
No, you're good.
I think we needed another force that could potentially help take Connor down. Because at this point, I was like, it's still just the same people chasing after the same person.
Yeah.
What's going to give? Like, is it going to be a cat and mouse thing forever until someone catches somebody? They needed another, like, force to help them.
And it would have been too easy. And in my opinion, boring.
Yeah.
There wasn't anybody. Yeah,
that's
there.
True. That's a good point.
I really did like the little Bobby chase that happened.
Yeah.
That Alan talked about a little bit with his, like, car, so we finally got to see the actual car stunt, which was really cool.
Yeah.
I loved the action element of it. But I loved his conversation, his monologue. And it was just so, like, grounded. It wasn't action. It wasn't fluff. It was just him being like, listen, I don't have the brawn. I don't have, like, the brains necessarily, but I have loyalty to a fault.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And to see someone that knows himself so well as a loyal person to deny that loyalty because something so horrific happened that he had to choose what brother loyalty was going to go towards was really interesting, and I didn't know which way he was going to go, but I loved the way that it ended with him. I loved having him in there.
I would have been sad had he chose his loyalty over taking down Connor, like his loyalty to the family. Mm-hmm. However, that scene that you just brought up when he was talking about not having brains or, you know, smartness and really being loyal, that scene made me wish that we saw a little bit more of him, that he had at least one speaking role, or maybe he did and I missed it, but I just felt like he was overlooked the past two episodes, and I wish that he had something a little more so we could kind of know who he is really before the finale episode. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That would have made it, at least for me, it would have made me be a little bit more happy of how his story ended with the season finale.
Okay.
Like, I would have been more like, good for you, you know?
Yeah. They really only gave us, like, one breadcrumb towards that. Because when Connor did come home and they were talking about him just taking back over the control of the business, little Bobby was kind of standing in the background, not really saying much. And Connor's like, you all good? And he's like, yeah. But you could tell he was not.
Yeah,
and I think that manifested itself later.
Oh, that line in the coffee shop where he was sitting there with Connor and he's like, "So I'll go let the two out," and he was like, "No," or something like that. And then little Bobby said, "You've been in America a long time,
right?
Oh, yeah. Remember
how to do how we do forgot things. How we do things here." Mm-hmm. What did he say? Anyone that disobeys my orders will die a slow and painful death.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, I mean, that would be threatening enough for me.
For sure.
I mean, but, you know, when you live that life, your bosses talk to you like that.
Right.
Like, I would kill you right now if you don't go put the boxes in the freezer.
I'm glad I don't work for those people.
Right? Yeah, thank you.
Talk about job security.
You never know day to day. There's no job security ever. Your job security is your life. That's all you need.
I mean, come on.
Oh, my God. Well, finally seeing Andrea and Isabella in that little cell. Well, the stable.
That whole scene frustrated me so much.
I was frustrated with Andrea.
So much.
Oh, girl, me too.
Like, I just wanted to smack him so bad.
I don't remember him being so
judgmental.
Granted,
we didn't really hear that much before.
I just, the way that Alex fell in love with him and the way that she talked about him in the flashback scenes, he just always seems so smooth and collected and like level-headed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What we were presented from him with the final episode was very like he was just very frantic. Yeah. And I get it. His daughter's life was in jeopardy.
Right.
He was in a situation he's never been in. Guns. Everybody's not used to that. But damn, the woman that you were in love with is telling you, babe, I got us.
Relax.
Chill out.
Like, there's a whole Black Ops team here that clearly has your best interests at heart. So, like, I mean, again, I understand it's easier said than done, but let these people do their job. And not only did you risk your daughter's life, but now you're dead.
Yeah. I mean, I tried to see it from his perspective in that moment because... Does Alex tell him right before the shootout or right after? Like, oh, by the way, I'm actually an FBI agent. So that's the
before
first,
the shootout.
Yeah.
She told him immediately.
So that's, but like, it's still within that moment. That's the first you're really learning of this after she disappeared and you hadn't seen her in so long. I get the franticness
or
being frantic, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I agree. Like, get it together in that moment. And it was kind of a head scratcher for me in terms of casting because I don't see the chemistry between those two.
Same. Yeah. I thought the same thing.
I'm like, you are so much more in love with the idea of him and maybe Isabella actually than him.
Yeah,
like,
agreed.
It's not there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Think about Ryan, McQuigg, all the guys she's been hot for.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't even compare.
I agree.
Which is why it's interesting.
Ahead.
And you're fine.
No, go ahead.
Okay, so how you're talking about the scene, the first thing he said when he saw Alex was, you came for us.
Mm-hmm.
How do you have that much security in seeing her and happy that she came for you? And then just throw it out the window now that she's here. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so that was that. I didn't understand it.
Yeah, and I mean, flashing back to the first episode, he did seem a little frantic when it came to the gun.
Okay.
Of her having the gun underneath the rock. So, but I think he was just the idea of him and where they were and where they met was very romanticized.
New start.
I don't agree with the casting, personally.
I don't.
Yeah. I thought they both did a fantastic job. I will give that. The acting for both of them was fantastic. But... the chemistry that we have, the oomph between, like, her with Ryan and her with McQuigg, like, it just wasn't there for me. The fire wasn't there. It just seemed like we're in a little relationship and we have a little house and we're in Italy. And da, da, da,
just
da.
Like That's that probably... kiss with Owen and Jocelyn. Womp, womp.
I wanted to hear what you thought about
really
that.
I really was going to
ask. Wait, let's just jump there. Go.
Let's just jump there.
Let's jump there real quick for a second.
Come on. I'm just still like, no.
So they together.
I guess, but I still, I don't agree. Like,
do you have a higher voice line?
I just want to make it clear. Like, I have no problem with either one of them. I don't like them together.
Is that how I say hello? How do I say hello?
That's hello.
Hello?
Yeah.
And then grabbing her face, I was like.
He was like, you can always, like, start new beginnings. What did he say? The sunrise is a new day.
Yeah.
Shut up. No, it was...
Granted, to put it in perspective, it is after almost everybody died and Ryan's still in a coma, which we don't know if he wakes up.
He wakes up.
You don't know that.
He wakes up.
He has to.
Yeah, he wakes up.
If I was a writer, I would let him die.
You would let him die?
Yeah. If I was a writer...
Ooh, but then what would be the use of Shelby in the show after that?
She doesn't have a use.
She's not.
I mean,
what if she was pregnant?
I wanted her to be pregnant.
And then he's dead.
You know, she was probably seconds away from saying that on that balcony scene with
Alex.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why wouldn't you tell your wife? It's like, because I'm pregnant. Imagine, like, it could have just been right there.
Yeah.
They could have taken the show.
No.
Guys, we should do fan fiction for Quantico.
All I've been thinking about is, like, what could
happen
next?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know.
No.
Well, tell me in the comments.
You're like,
am I, like, too crazy for that? Let us know.
Yeah, no.
Okay, Elena says no.
But this standoff. And also, I do want to throw shade to Andrea for a minute as well. With the whole line where he was, like, saying, you've never lost a child and blah, blah, blah. And the demons thing, too. My heart. That's when I started crying.
Yeah.
And then he was like, so you fight the demons. She was like, yes. And he was like, how long do you fight the demons
before
until you become one yourself?
Ooh,
and I'm like,
that was a line.
First of all, you being real shady and I'm out here trying to save your life. So what you need to do is calm down before you get you and your daughter killed. That's what you're going to do.
Ooh.
Because I was very over him in that scene. And then...
Hold on. You know you made a black woman mad when this happens.
Oh,
it's
man.
About
because,
to get
no.
real.
Here's the thing. thing,
I need to scoot over here.
Seriously, that same scene. You guys know how I say, like, there's one scene these past few episodes that's made me emotional. That was the scene for me because I wanted Alex to say, actually, I do, but she couldn't because it wasn't the right time.
Right time. But you never have the right time when he's dead.
True. But we didn't know he was going to die. And honestly, it's not about what I'm dealing with emotionally right now. It's about getting Isabella back. I can't sit here and throw another child at you.
And you had another child. You just didn't know that.
Right.
Sorry. You might lose two.
But did you see how she swallowed it? The gulp that she took after he said that and she turned around and you know that she's still emotionally dealing with it. Yeah. It was just like... Man,
smack him. You just saw your baby daddy, and he literally just put a dagger in you after you already lost your child.
That's what I'm saying. I'm glad we got to see him, but then at the same time, I'm like, if this is what I was going to get of him, I could have gone without seeing
Andrea. I think it's something to be said about waiting so long for something and then it's not what you expect when you actually
You're
get
not
it.
Satisfied at the it's end.
But kudos to the writers for that, though, because they made us hate him before they killed him.
True.
Not hate him.
But then love him at the same time.
Yeah, they made us get frustrated enough where if he died, we're like, okay, so Alex ends up with McQuig. Fine. Opposed to ending up with Andrea. Because before we didn't know where she really stood. Who would she have picked if Andrea was alive?
I think it also just changes her ending altogether, which we saw. Mm-hmm. It's not about who she picks in terms of the guys, but choosing love in a different kind of way.
Yeah.
True.
Which I loved.
Good point.
I didn't like that.
But we didn't talk about the standoff either, about the whole Ryan situation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Before, obviously Andrea dies. And that moment when he died, too, before we get into Ryan, his sheer panic and determination to run out. And then the look on his face when he died, kudos to the actor as well, because that was a beautiful death scene.
He did a great job. Yeah.
That was gorgeous. But that's when I cried. And it wasn't as much for him. Because we aren't emotionally attached to him. Okay, y'all, just quit smirking at me. There's a reason. It's because of Alex. She literally, broke. And I've never seen her break in that point. I had your child. The child that I basically love is in the car with guns to her. You're dead. I don't know where I'm at with McQuig. My other ex is with another woman, and I'll never, all this just comes to fruition at one time. And, you're the love of your life is laying in your arms dead.
Talk about a hopeless moment.
Right? Yeah.
She's probably well.
And then Ryan goes out to sacrifice himself.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Did you think that he was going to sacrifice himself?
I did.
I think so. That's totally up his alley of who he is as a character. Because think about it. Alex would do the exact same thing.
And Alex
had
that
exchange. He's exactly. Really, bro? We know this is who you
are. The fact that Alex said that and Shelby was still but no, But yes, Shelby, we know him. Alex knows him. So that was interesting to me, too, that they had the roles that way.
Yeah.
And not vice versa.
Well, I think, too, with Shelby, I really liked the way that Alex set it up when the two of them were talking on the balcony. It's if your husband came up and said, I'm sacrificing myself, you're gonna try and convince him not to do that.
Exactly, regardless.
So I think Shelby's perspective was very, spot on. Mm-hmm. Even though she knows that this is her job and she would do the same thing, I'm gonna fight making sure that you don't sacrifice yourself. Yeah. I'd rather sacrifice myself.
Which I get.
But she didn't even have the chance to.
No.
Because he did.
I love you.
No, because he did. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I just couldn't believe how much time we have left. Oh my God.
We don't have a lot of time left, guys. So, okay, last minute thoughts overall of this episode. Then we'll do our overall thoughts of the whole season because we have no predictions.
Right.
Yeah.
In our special segment.
Okay.
Wow. Hello.
What I was thinking, and I was going to ask you guys at the top, but I'll ask it now, is just where does this episode rank between season 3 episodes in terms of, maybe not the whole series-wise, but this was maybe top 3 for me?
Top 3.
Yeah.
Top 3-ish. I would say my least favorite was probably... the episode where they were all in Shelby's house trying to fend off all those people. It didn't make sense. It was so unrealistic. But
I loved episode 2.
Episode 2?
Yeah, when we got introduced to McQuig.
Yeah.
Was that episode 2?
That was good.
Wow, that was real fast.
That was really good.
You know what episode I also really loved, and I forgot about it until we saw Ryan's life flash before his eyes, when McQuigg, Ryan, and Owen had to be undercover, and he had to fake beat him up. And yeah. how emotional that was.
Oh, yeah. That was the airborne one, right? Was that the airborne? I was going to say, that was one of my favorites.
Was that episode one?
That was two. That's when we met McQuigg. That episode was chock full of everything, and I loved it.
Speaking of, before we finish with our final thoughts, you brought up a good point. We didn't talk about when Ryan was dying or going out of conscious, his flashback of his life. Oh. His flashbacks were, it almost seemed like he ended up choosing Shelby because of how he opened his eyes. But for a good minute there, his flashbacks was going between Alex and Shelby.
Yeah.
And I thought that it was very interesting for them to bring that aspect back into it after it's been dead to us. You know what I mean?
Well, I think it's because at the end of the day, even though he has buried it consciously, subconscious, like, she's always going to be there. And she's always going to be that number one woman, even though he's choosing someone else right now.
That's hard.
I also think the writers gave us that moment, too, as a little, like, flashback down memory lane. Because it was the series finale, we got so many old scenes in that part, too. Mm-hmm. But I think Alex is still going to be one of the reasons why he gets up every day. And I think that's ultimately what we saw.
That hurts.
Yeah,
that hurts. As me being Shelby or me being Shelby and Ryan, that hurts.
Yeah.
Like, what?
I mean,
does that mean that your relationship is real? That's a good question, too.
It's real. I believe that their relationship is real. It's just in a different capacity.
Oh, that hurts even worse.
Yeah.
Oh. Ouch. Yeah. Well, we hope that we really hope that Ryan makes it through this. The fact that he didn't wake up at the end of this episode was just like...
Cliffhanger.
Yeah.
And the moment, I'll end with this, the moment that... The gorgeous shot of Priyanka walking up, walking up in that gorgeous white coat. And like,
she looked good.
She looked fantastic, classy as all get out. And her having that internal decision between, because of, you know, the overlay of Shelby saying, choose love, find this. And the internal monologue of her like figuring out which one.
Yeah.
And choosing the little girl is like, that was the right choice.
Sorry, I also forgot to say how annoyed I was with Shelby saying that. I was like when Shelby was like, you choose love, look what I got. Look what me and Ryan got.
Girl,
you got the leftovers.
That is something that I will never let go on this show.
I just feel like they were reaching because it's a situation that we put to bed, that we talked about, we moved past, we recognize Shelby and Ryan's relationship.
Yeah.
We're here for them, we support them. So for them to kind of have these jabs back and forth was just like,
I just didn't appreciate that line of like, look what I got with him. And it's like,
but girl.
I know we feel that way. I think Alex was probably okay, though.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, she's fine. Honestly, I think she's okay.
Yeah. But that's what made it worse. Like, the fact that you didn't even see the shade. Come on.
She got sunglasses on. Like, she's fine.
Elena. Sorry.
The fact that you ain't see it, girl, I'm dead. Alex was over
it. The snorting is back again. I'm so sorry.
I did love that she chose Isabella. Like, but it
yes.
also... It, that also was another cliffhanger. It was also like, dang, I thought this was going to be the moment. Because we've been asking for the moment since we've been introduced to McQuigg. And it's still like, I'm not going to give you the benefit of the doubt, but know that it's a possibility.
Yeah.
And it's also the interesting conversation of like, what women are supposed to choose.
Mm-hmm.
Are they supposed to choose a man over the child? Do they need to have the man and the child?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what defines love? I think that's been a whole conversation, especially nowadays with women. And to have that type of like... a little twist to where it was a whole another definition of feminism.
Yeah.
He said, I think it can go either way. Like, she could have easily chosen McQuigg and I wouldn't have been upset.
Right. Yeah.
But I think her choosing that direction was shedding light on a lot of other topics and a new way of looking at it.
Yeah. And she's getting the child that she lost in another type of way, to be honest. So,
do you think the title of this episode was answered? Like, who are you? Do we know who Alex Parrish is now? Ultimately?
No, I think
this is the beginning of her finding out who she is.
I think she will. Guys,
we don't
have a lot of time left, as much as I could talk to you guys for hours, clearly. But let's hit it with our lips and leather for the final time on Quantico.
Okay. Shall I kick it off?
Yes. Yeah, let's do it, girl.
Let's go down the table this way. I am rocking Ruby Woo. It's a classic.
Ruby Woo?
Ruby Woo.
Ooh.
Matte color. It's a matte, a retro matte lipstick. And I paired it with this cherry lip pencil because, you know, with a red lip, you need a little help.
Absolutely.
It can bleed. You don't want to look like a hot mess. So that's what I paired for tonight. Mwah, for my send off to Miss Alex Parrish.
And if I skip you, Ash, I'm just going to jump in because me and Christina are twinning.
We're twinning.
So, we have the same exact lip. Yeah. I also paired it with the cherry lip. Yes. I had it at home earlier. So I'm just, she gave you everything you needed to know about my lip.
Well, look at there.
Ashley, you go, girl.
All right. I am wearing NYX and the color is Copenhagen. This is one of my favorites because it's a darker color without being too dark. So
I know.
And it stays on. So
you look at the really tooth color and it's like, it's not like what it looks like on your lips, but I love this color payoff on you.
Yeah, so.
Well, I finally delved into my Revlon from BeautyCon. I'm going to put a little bit more on.
I love this eggplant color on you.
And I don't normally go for a bold lip, and I'm trying to get better at it. But this one is Purple Aura.
Super cute. Ooh.
I wonder what a purple aura means about you. If you have an aura around you, the different colors. I should look that
up. We'll Google it.
We'll Google it. But that is all of our lovely lips and leather. Can we give our shout out to our lovely fan before we go into our news as well?
Yes, we can. Let me pull her up.
While you're doing that, I do want to give a shout out to GoneGuy00, who DM'd us all this week with some very special news about Priyanka and her next movie with Chris Pratt.
Yes. Cool. So exciting.
So thank you for that.
And also a shout out to Miss Annie Red Cape. Literally every episode this season, she has gotten on there, given her 2 cents about the episode and about us, and we loved it. So thank you so much for being a loyal fan and watching us every week and joining in the conversation.
Amazing. Great. And you had some quick news to share with us as well, yes. Ashley. You want to take it away?
After Buzz TV News. All right, guys. So, of course, like you know, this is the last season of Quantico, and Miss Priyanka had a very emotional moment on Instagram about the closing of the show. So I just want to read her caption of what she said because it made me tear up. So she said, as the series ends, I want to say goodbye to Alex Parrish. As you'll see, her story will come full circle. And that is the best feeling as an actor. Bringing Alex to life has challenged me physically and emotionally, but even more significantly, it has cracked the door open for female talent and women of color to play leading roles. Yes. Thank you for opening your homes and hearts to me every week. Thank you to the cast and crew of Quantico for being such an amazing team to work with and for all of the memories that I will cherish, memories of laughter and learning new things, making new friends for life. It was a pleasure working with each and every one of you, and I look forward to crossing paths again.
Aww. So well said.
And to our iTunes listeners, you can't see right now, but we have some pictures up from that post that Priyanka, that Ashley just read of Priyanka's, of just some cast pictures, and it's really sweet.
Behind the scenes photos, just showing that it looks like they really were a family behind the scenes. So.
So go check that out on Instagram, and also, like Christine said, we are on iTunes. We're just getting so excited in our conversation that we didn't get to mention that earlier.
Yes.
But as you do with YouTube and you subscribe, be sure to go and hop on over to our podcast and subscribe there. You can listen to us on iTunes. So if you don't want to see the show, which I don't understand why you wouldn't want to see it as well, but if you want to listen to our lovely voices on your way to work or commuting, whatever it may be, or any of your favorite TV shows, definitely go check that out. I know I love it on my way to work, listening to recaps of all of my favorite shows, because like they said, we are the ESPN of TV talk. Guys, we don't have predictions.
We don't.
This is just the end of an era.
This is goodbye.
Oh, man.
For now.
Ladies. But I would love to see the four of us doing something else together sometime.
I think we should.
So I'm putting that out into the universe. But
I love it.
Until then, guys, you can find me on Twitter at Christine Mead and on Instagram at Christine I Alexis. I love you guys so much. Mm-hmm. Thanks for letting me talk about makeup and a pretty bomb show with these amazing ladies.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Me too. And you guys know where to find me on all social media at Ashley Reed Allen. And again, thank you guys so much for joining with us every week. And we'll miss you guys.
So much. Yes. And you guys can follow me on all social platforms at @Hey_It's Lay. Please, please, please let us know what you felt about this season finale in the comments below. We will be sure to be interactive. And just say hi to us throughout in the months to come.
Yeah. And you guys can find me on all my social media at Candace R. Cruz. And like they said, please be sure to comment below and let us know what you would like to see the four of us doing in the future. Be sure to follow all of us along our journey. We have a ton of other shows that we cover here on AfterBuzz TV. So this is not the last time you will see us, but it's the last time you will be seeing us for Quantico. So thank you so much for sticking with us for 13 weeks. We love you guys. And I know that the Quantico cast loves you as well. So until we see you again, we'll see you guys later.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.